The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shavuos, a minhag Yisrael, which is pretty popular, especially in the shuls, and maybe many people keep it at home also, is the minhag to put greenery, flowers, in the Beis HaKnesses and in your homes. So I would think the reason is because that's what happened in Har Sinai. Even though it was a midbar, and nevertheless, grass grew. So let's put grass, flowers, whatever it is. But if we're doing, but yet the Rama writes, not because of that, Zecher l'simchas matan Torah. By looking at the grass, we see the joy in accepting the Torah. So why, number one, why specifically grass? What's so exciting about that that's going to bring simcha? Maybe if you live in a place where there's no grass, so when you see grass, you're happy. But what's so special about grass? And also, why not other things? In other words, we know they had kolos ubrakim. Why not the light shows, have flashing lights, have groggers, have noises? Like, why specifically pick on the greenery as a zecher l'simchas matan Torah? Why can't I get the same simcha from kolos ubrakim and other things? So, one of the great gaonim, well, pre-war, I believe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, not Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but I believe Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich, that he writes based on a Gemara, and famous Gemara in Erevin, debate between the house of Shammai and Hillel, whether Noach lo should nivra, is it better to be created or not? So the Gemara has a debate, and the Gemara says, Nimdu v'gamru, simple reading, they voted on it, and they paskin tov should go nivra, it's better not to be. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? What do you mean? What do you mean, tov should not? So, and in fact, the Marashah says, what's the pshat in the Gemara? I think it's in Makkos Chof Gimel. That we know there is, like any investment, you have to weigh the risk-reward. So the 613 mitzvahs, 365 negative, 248 positive. So simply, do the math. You have 248 opportunities to good, so to speak, 365 different opportunities to bad. So obviously the odds are against you. So Noach Adam Shalom Difra, better not to be. So Nimnu, they counted up all the mitzvahs asay and all the mitzvahs goes asay, and that was the conclusion. So therefore, Noach Adam Shalom Difra. So the question is, but it seems to go everything we stand for. Kaddish Baruch Hu's Nemakor HaChesed. He, as the Mesil Shasharim writes in many places, it's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. So, what's the pshat in this? So many of the Sifrei Makshava are bothered by it. So the Lechem Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich, explains as follows, that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of tshuva. And Chazal say tshuva was created before the world was created even, but he gave us the mitzvah of tshuva. And how great is tshuva? The Gemara tells us in Yuma, Pei Zayin, Pei Ches. You know how great tshuva is? Well, it's great either way, but depends on your motivation. A tshuva meyira, that levels the playing field, turns your sins and makes them even. But tshuva meyava takes your sins and makes them mitzvahs. As the Chasim Sofer points out, if you eat treif and you do a tshuva meyava, your achilas nevela turns into an achilas mitzvah. It's like eating achilas matzah. It's like eating the Karban Pesach. Like the B'nai Yisrael writes that, let's say you have something which is, it discusses, could I be machmir? And that something that's batu b'shishim still say it's usher. So, he says, no, you're an apikoris. And in fact, it's the highest level in Chassidish thought. Iser nafech leheter. Something which is prohibited becomes mutter. That's the highest level. You should share it with everybody, that type of food. So that's the gift. Like obviously, every gift comes with responsibility, but the great gift is that we're able to turn even averes we do and turn it into simcha. So the Lechem Shlomo says, what happened? So why specifically the grass? Why not the kolos of brakim? So the Lechem Shlomo writes, B'shas ma'an Torah, we know Har Sinai was a midbar. Eretz lo zarua, it was nothing. And now it's filled with greenery. How? So Chazal tell us because the Kedusha, that was when since Har Sinai was Niskadesh, so Pines the grass grew. In other words, if you have Kedushas from Kedushas Ashchina, so the Kedusha came down, the Shechina came down, and the Nes happened, and grass grew in a place where Derech HaTeva would not grow. And that's why he explains his Vesta Pshah with the Mata Shel Aaron. How could the staff grow? Flowers, almonds. It was a dry piece of wood, and yet it grew. So he explains, because where was the Mata? The Mata was in the Ohel Moed, the Kedusha of the Shechina. And something connected to the Shechina, so it changes nature, it changes Teva into Nisim. So this is the Pshat in the Rama. If in the Midbar, the Shechina coming down and you being in proximity of the Shechina and the grass, it goes from nothing to grass growing and flowers growing. That's how great the Koach HaTorah is, the Koach HaShechina. So too, he says, how much more so, Alachas Kama Vakama, an Adam Chote, someone who sins, all of us. We know Enam is, everyone sins. So, we know, so with the mitzvah of tshuva, we know that everybody can now have another shot. You could take the nevela and turn it into matzah, turn it into Karban Pesach. So that's the pshat. That's why the Rama writes that when you see the greenery, you see the koach HaKedusha, the koach of the Torah on you, that has the ability to turn us from Bali Avera to Bali Mitzvah, and we the highest level of turning Isser to Heter. And therefore, even though it's true the odds are against us, 365 to 48, but with tshuva, not only do we balance the playing field, but which we transforms ourselves. And therefore, when we see the greenery, we see just like the desolate ground, when it came in contact with the Shechina, had the ability to change. So to us, even though we've all sinned, that's the plight of human beings. And therefore, we go ahead and we do, when we look at the grass and we say, Zecher, so therefore we have the Simcha Matan Torah, that through the Torah was given, we could do tshuva and two great things, and therefore even turn our Averus into Simcha. So really, we have 613 choices to go ahead and do tshuva, and therefore that's the pshat in the Rama by Shavuos. The greening is zecher l'simchas matan Torah, and not zecher to the greenery or the kolos haprakim, because what the greenery represents, the koach of kedusha, the koach in every one of us, as the Chasam Sofer writes. We know there's halacha of there's different types of kedushas. Kedushas hamikdash. Kedushas HaMakom, Kedusha of a place, there's Kedushas HaZman, Shabbat, Yentiv, and there's Kedushas HaGuf, us. So the question is, which one takes precedence? So we see Kedushas HaZman takes precedence over Kedushas HaMakom, because we learned out that as important as the Beis HaMikdash HaMishkan was, when it came to Shabbos, there's no Binyan HaMishkan on Shabbos. So therefore, we see Kedushas HaMakom gives way to Kedushas HaZman. And yet we know if someone's in danger on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you jump into the car, you go down the phone, you go to the hospital. So we see Kedushas HaGuf every Yid is holier than Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Chasam Sofer says, so if Kedusha Shabbos takes precedence over Kedusha Shamishkan, and Kedusha Saguf takes precedence over Kedusha Zman, what's the conclusion? Every Yid is holier than the Mishkan. And that's the Zechul Simchas Zman Torah, that we all have the ability to change and do tshuva, even if we do something wrong. And therefore, we think the joy of opportunity of no matter where we're holding now, we always have ability to become better and do tshuva, and that's the Zechul Simcha Matan Torah that we learn out, just like the desert land got full of grass, so too that's what happened, that happens with us as well every time we study Torah.